from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Text for our meditation is part of our gospel lesson for this morning, Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children into his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. This is our text. We are here today in God's house to give thanks to our God for all of the gifts of his graces that he pours so abundantly into our hearts and lives every day. We're here to worship. We're here to give thanks. We're here to praise our gracious God. Since the moment we came to faith, we have been at the work task of growing and maturing in our faith. In our text for today, we hear Jesus say these words, "Let the little children come to me." Now, the first thing we want to do is we don't want to limit that word children to refer to just the tiniest little children. Children can be used in this sense in anyone who has a childlike faith. So it doesn't matter how old you might be or how young you might be. His point is, those words, "to come to me," are an invitation to each and every person to come to him who is the Lord of life. By those words, Jesus is personally inviting each and every one of you, and literally each and every person in the world, to come to him, to come and find him as Lord and Savior. He wants to work in each and every human heart to make us the children of God, to make us his own people for time and for all eternity. Come to me. It's a very personal invitation. He doesn't want you to have a casual acquaintance with him. Those words want to draw you ever closer and closer to him. He wants you, as you see in so many pictures, he wants you to be sitting on his lap. He wants to wrap his arms of love around you. He wants to hold you close to his heart. Have you ever met someone who just seems to radiate the love of God in their lives? I mean, you can see it in their face. You can hear it in their voices and in the way they live and act. There's something unmistakable about them. They have a peace that can't be found in this world. And people notice that. People noticed that about Jesus' disciples all the way back in the first century. They watched how they lived. They listened to how they talked. They saw the things that they did to friends and neighbors. They came to this conclusion. Those people are different. And there's something different about them. I wonder what it is. And they can only come to one conclusion. Because of the way they lived and the way they acted and the way they spoke and because of the things they did, the only conclusion they could come to is those people had been with Jesus. That's what Jesus is looking for from each and every one of us. He wants us to be different. He wants to make us different from the people of the world. He wants to fill us with his love. He wants to overflow our hearts and our minds with joy. He wants to give us hope. That's what he wants to do with us. That's his desire. He wants to work those gifts in us. And he wants to do that by drawing us so close to himself that we become like bright sun shining in this dark world. Listen again to the words of our text. And I want you to try and picture that scene in your mind. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took those little children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and bless them. "Come to me," Jesus says. Do you ever feel the desire of Jesus to have that personal touch with him? That's what he wants. He wants that for each and every one of his children. He wants us to have not a very casual surface relationship. He wants to have a very deep personal relationship with each and every one of us. He wants to reach out to each and every one of us with his amazing grace and love. He wants to touch your life and your heart with the forgiveness, the assurance of the forgiveness of all of your sins. He wants to give you a new life and a new heart. And he wants to overflow you with hope and peace and joy. And if all that weren't enough, they want you to grow deeper and deeper into that relationship of faith so that you can become closer and closer to him as you live out your faith. When did Jesus first touch your heart? For most of us, it was our baptisms. Our parents heard this invitation of Jesus to let the little children come to me. In that sacrament, God sealed his promises of forgiveness, life, and salvation to us. Probably none of us even remember our baptisms unless you were baptized later in life. But we all know what happened at that moment. In the water and word of baptism, Jesus took us in his arms and laid his hands upon us in blessing. At that moment, he began the good work of salvation in us. There, he forgave us the guilt of all of our sins. In that sacred act, he secured us for eternal salvation. There he promised us that that good work that had begun in us, that sacrament, he will bring to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. There in that moment of baptism, he also filled us with the gift of the Holy Spirit that grabbed hold of all those promises of baptism and enables us to never let them go. Today in our gospel lesson, he reminds us to stay close to him so he can bless us again and again with the forgiveness of all of our sins and the unending love that will keep us as his own forever. And we must understand this about our baptism. Because we are the baptized children of God, we now have a responsibility with this new life we have in Christ. Yes, we are baptized. Yes, we have been cleansed of the guilt of all of our sins. Yes, we have been clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Yes, we are children of the family of God. And Jesus has touched our hearts and given us a new life in Christ. But it doesn't end there. Now we are charged with making sure that we remain connected with Him. Because He has made us His own, so that we may be commissioned to be the light of the world. From Matthew's Gospel. Then Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you always, even to the end of the age." As the baptized children of God, our task, our calling, our responsibility is to make disciples. To do that, we have to go out into the world. Now, that doesn't mean that each and every one of us has to go off to some foreign land to become a missionary. But we do have to go out into the world. In other words, we have to go out and live our faith. We have to show the world what our faith is all about. And when the world sees our faith in action, just like the world back in the first century with Jesus' disciples, when the world sees our faith in action, they're going to want to know why we are so different. And then we tell them. Then we tell them about God's love. We tell them about God's grace and mercy. We tell them about the forgiveness of all of their sins. We tell them about the sure and certain hope of salvation that comes by believing in Christ. And as we go out there, we remember that we don't go out there alone. Jesus says to us, "I am with you out there." Whatever the situation we may be in, He promises you, "I am with you." Wherever we may go, He promises us, "I am with you." In fact, He assures us, "I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Out there, the world out there is different. The world out there is the exact opposite of life here. Out there, the world has its own ideas about everything. Creation, the beginning of life, the sanctity of life, the meaning and purpose of life, how to live life, what to live for in this life, what's important in life and what's not important in this life. The list of differences could go on and on. We could also say that the world has one purpose: to keep us away from Jesus. And I guess they have another purpose too: to keep themselves away from Jesus. As we live out our life out there in the world, what we hear, what we see, what we experience can affect us, can wear us down, can wear us out. It can fill our hearts and our minds with things that don't matter at all. Life out there can make us so tired that we don't have anything left to do that one thing needful, to spend time with Jesus in worship, in communion, in prayer, in reading and studying the Bible. Again, we hear this morning that invitation of Jesus to each of us. Come to me. We want to make sure that we can grab every opportunity that we have to spend time with Jesus. For example, put a New Testament pocket Bible in your pocket. Then when you sit down for lunch somewhere, you can take it out and read a few chapters. Keep a prayer list with you. And whenever you find yourself standing in line somewhere and waiting, you can take your prayer list out and offer up to God a few petitions. Or put a copy of the Portals of Prayer in your car, so that when you get stuck in traffic, you can take that little booklet out and read us about God's grace and love for you. And if you get all caught up in what you're reading and hearing by those Portals of Prayer, well, don't worry about it. The guy behind you will let you know when it's time to move on. And when he blows his horn at you, you can just look up in the rearview mirror and smile and wave and say a little prayer for him. Today, Jesus says to us again, come to me. Don't let so much of life hinder you from spending time with Jesus. He reminds each of us today, come to me. After all, I have called you by your name, and you are mine.